Thousands of marchers took to the streets of Philadelphia today to reclaim what they see as the original meaning of Dr. Martin Luther King's call to action during the civil rights movement. There were similar marches from Oakland, California to Boston. WHYY's Bobby Allen caught up with the participants and starts off our MLK Day coverage.
The thousands who carried signs, chanted, and marched nearly 2 miles in Center City were inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement. It comes amid a growing national debate about police conduct in the wake of the deaths of unarmed black men that drew national outrage. Many of the attendees were like David Robinson, an unseasoned protester who just feels fed up.
Nothing has changed, you know. There's this pretense that we're in this post-racial area, but that is an absolute lie. We all know that.
And that belief was highlighted by the myriad speakers before the march as they assembled outside the Philadelphia School District headquarters on North Broad Street. The location was no accident. The organizers came equipped with three demands. First, boost funding for public education. They also called for a higher minimum wage and to stop the police practice known as stop and frisk.
I mean, I've been doing protests and stuff since the 70s, but there are lots of folk who are energized and who are riding the wave and finally are like getting up off their seats.
That's Ruth Burchett. She says the high-profile deaths of black men in Ferguson, Missouri and Staten Island have the potential of bringing change in Philadelphia. And several people interviewed at the march pointed to decisions not to prosecute police in those two cases as reason for turning out. David Farber teaches courses on social movements at Temple University. He says if the Black Lives Matter movement results in, for example, equipping more police officers with body cameras, then that's a small victory. But if the protests are able to advocate for larger policy that changes the lives of African Americans, then that would be historic.
It's harder to organize, though, around those big issues. It's hard to figure out how to turn street heat into changes in law.
Should that be the focus of every Martin Luther King Day? A debate has been simmering about the most genuine way to observe the holiday. Some activists have written that taking part in service projects on the day, as many have done for two decades, defangs King's legacy. Todd Bernstein says nonsense. He's the founder of the Greater Philadelphia King Day of Service Group. He says more than 130,000 volunteers participated this year, including celebrating the 1965 Voting Rights Act by registering people to vote and helping with voter education. He says doing service work and protesting are not at odds.
Marching in the street for social justice is terribly important. And I think that that Dr. King was not a one-dimensional person. To suggest that these are somehow mutually exclusive, I think, is unfortunate.
To prove his point, Bernstein joined the thousands of marchers. He's already making plans for next year's Day of Service. It's unclear if the marchers will return in 2016 as well. For WHYY, I'm Bobby Allen.